Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello, sugars. This is Maddie. I'm recording this without Poodle because, well, we forgot to do it because, you know, Poodle drinks and I don't have an excuse. But this is a special episode, a bonus episode of this week's 90 Day Fiancé podcast, or the multiverse of 90 Day Gays. This is an episode we did with the gals at 90 Day Slumber Party, which is a new podcast that happens to be also on the Acast network, which is on the same podcast network as us. And one thing that Poodle and I both said from the get-go is, y'all, a lot of you wouldn't even be listening to our show if it wasn't for people like 90 Day Cray Cray and for other people in the night and Friday by TLC and people just in the community supporting us. So Poodle and I are like, these girls are funny. It's a new show. So let's do a crossover episode. So this aired on this is technically their show, but we're going to air it on as a bonus for our feed this week as well. So we hope you enjoy. And sugars, I'll see you at the end of the show. Bye.
Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party, the podcast where we recap episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. We are so lucky because today we have special guests from the 90 Day Gays podcast, Matt Marr and Jake Anthony.
Hey!
Hi!
Hello! For me! Someone just literally drove off the road and went, homosexual! I want to listen to football.
Yeah.
Sports. Thank you guys so much for being on. We love you guys so much. We're such huge fans of your podcast.
I love listening. This is just so people know, this is Matt Marr, aka Maddie.
The lispy voice.
The lispy. And the one that sounds strident and bitchy like she hasn't had sex in you 6 months is Jake.
I'm not going to. It's only been 6 days.
Which is weird because she's a whore. But what I was going to say, though, every time I've been listening to your show, when I listen to your show, this is so gave me, but I just feel like y'all all look like and are in this place because it's Slumber Party. It's just like Sandra Dee's and like you're wearing pink negligees. Somebody's talking about fucking a Marine. You want to break out in song at any moment.
That's the goal. Sandra that's Dee. Exactly
you're
what
so
we do.
That's so hot.
That's what I imagine in my head. I just want you to know.
We're trying to do a sexy Slumber Party photo shoot soon at some point.
Oh, ooh, we absolutely should do that.
Yeah.
Peignoirs.
I feel like you totally. Do you, yes. But thank you for having us.
Oh, thank my you. God. No, thank you for being here. Should we get into the episode?
Let's dig in.
Let's just dig right in. There is a lot. Okay, so let's start out with Anna and Marcel. It starts off with the boys playing video games, and Marcel is hanging out alone on his phone in the other room. I mean, it is just like this is just like the picture of the whole situation with the boys. It's like Marcel is like being isolated, and the boys are playing their video games,
trying to kill one another on screen, as I'm sure they probably do in real life.
Yep. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And Anna is like, Joey has been really rude. Joey's the oldest one, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's such a brat.
Most likely to send a pipe bomb.
Absolutely. Someone needs to keep an eye out on Joey.
Oh, I'm 100%. Gonna murder Marcel.
Government watch list.
So. You know, as a therapist, because I am a therapist, I really want you to do like art therapy or some shit like that because he needs to get it out. There's a lot of rage
in
there.
It's going to be incarceration in the future.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's like toxic masculinity and like a whole other bunch of things.
Yeah.
He should go out into the hives. I feel like that would make him feel better. Get spend some time
yeah,
out.
Yeah, some
like,
bee therapy.
Bee therapy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Bee exposure.
See my bees. You want to go see my bees, Marcel?
Yes.
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 No.
Yes. I want to see bees. Please, bees.
Then they go, they head over to Tip Top Tux.
Oh, no.
Tip Top Tux to try on the ugliest fucking tuxedos I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God. It looked like bad show choir tux. It's like bad, like yellow and blue. And they were met by Ashley, the most jazz tuxedo expert who works in a strip mall that you've ever met.
You know that she's a fan of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
That was my gut feeling.
Yes. And Say Yes to the Dress. Like, she loves it.
Married at First Sight.
She loves it all.
This is her moment. She is she wore wedges for this, and she feels like something is going to happen.
Her voice wedges. Also got higher and higher as the more she was surprised and appalled.
Because she realized how fucked up this was.
Yeah. She's like, yes, I got the most fucked up couple of the season.
Yeah, you did. I don't know.
Horrible.
Oh, it's a tough call. It's either, it's probably Tania. Sorry, I called Tanya, but I only call Tania.
Yeah, well, that's okay. She sucks.
Oh,
we'll get into her because
hate her.
Who doesn't?
She has united an entire fandom with
it's
hatred.
It's crazy.
It's true.
She's my enemy, and I don't even know her. She is actually my number one enemy in this world.
So they're trying.
We're going to give her rage.
They're trying on tuxedos that look like napkins.
Oh, one thing that Joey says that we skipped over, which is another awful thing, is he said, Marcel's probably going to wear some barbaric headdress or something.
Oh, yeah.
So Joey's also a racist.
Yes.
It's better and better.
Well, I mean, this is Nebraska. So, I mean, people have commented on us, and I'm not speaking ill of Nebraska. I'm from Oklahoma, so I don't know. But I've had four or five listeners comment and say, Anna is hashtag so Nebraska. I don't know what that means. I guess
Midwestern?
We're seeing what Nebraska is. I answered back to one and I said, naive as fuck? Is that what that means?
Hashtag facial moles?
Yeah.
Sorry, we go off on them because
I decided
it was open season on her a while back because I hate the way she's treating her kids.
Yeah,
so it's open season on her for me.
One of you guys said Anna had Santa Claus face.
Yes, and
my God.
I was in my kitchen washing my dishes in pain, doubled over laughing when you said that.
I can't not see Santa Claus face every time I see her.
It's that kind of ruddy color that Santa Claus would kind of like look at you in a twinkly look at his eye. And that Norman Rockwell kind of painted her.
Now you think it's cheery, but really it's just their little
rosacea. Rosacea on her nose.
You think it's happiness, but it's just
kids and thieves.
But fuck.
With Joey, look, I'm not going to go after a lot of kids. He is being a brat, but he's a teenager, and almost all teenagers are bratty. I don't mean that as an excuse, but I feel like we're seeing the tip of the shit show of what he's had to put up with, like with probably his father. I mean, who can imagine who I keep saying on the show, Anna just needs to like go away, not be around men and like get into therapy for like 5 years because she's got to work some shit out.
100%. Correct. Yes.
So now, I empathize with him.
Now, on the other side of the spectrum, we have the youngest boy.
He wants disco shoes.
Who wants disco shoes, which is like the biggest, like, I'm gay.
That's the opposite of Joey.
Yeah.
So sweet.
I wrote that down, too. I didn't want to say you've got a little queen in training, but he also does dance a lot.
He does.
And he is, and out of him, no one wants to please his mother more. And gay men, we are mother pleasers. Like, no. Even this
You're
one.
A mother lover.
I am. And even you. Even you bitch about it, but you will please your mother.
He was also another thing probably in the gay thing is he was the first when asked if he wanted to spend time with Marcel, quoted a price.
Oh, yes.
$25.
Yes. $25.
Gays know the know the value of money very early.
We do.
Oh, I love this little boy.
He's so darling.
He's actually, I feel like he's trying out of the other two. Joey just straight up, he's about to write a manifesto in like
he's
5 minutes.
He's an alternateen. He doesn't want to deal with it.
I feel like, yeah, Joey's pissed. The middle kid, I think he's total middle kid where he's just trying to like keep the peace but agree with his big brother. It really made me sad though when he said, and I forget his name, but it was the middle son.
Gino.
Where he said basically something of like, well, why don't you just go over there with him? Aren't you just going to do that anyway? And I was it broke my heart because I thought, you don't trust that your mother is going to be here for you. And I really think all this oldest two especially have huge abandonment issues. And we're seeing that kind of enacted out.
Yeah. Right. Even Marcel knows they're broken.
Yeah.
So Marcel's like, I do not want to be father to older ones. They kill me.
I mean, Joey is just taking every opportunity to get his digs in at Marcel. And look, I was laughing while I was watching this episode, but yeah, it is pretty sad.
He was like, my relationship with Marcel doesn't matter. I don't care.
And he also said he was also really grossed out that they had to match with Marcel.
Yeah.
Also, I did notice Joey's taller than Marcel.
Yes.
So how tall is Marcel?
Marcel's like 5'4".
Yeah, I think Marcel's like 5'6".
I think he represents Marcel, the Turkish Lollipop Guild. Definitely the Turkish Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a terrible situation. I also wrote down that Marcel confronting Joey... the classic reality show trope, but I've never seen it done through a translator app before.
In a shop called Tip Top Top.
It's a nice spin.
Yeah.
They're using the the translator. It's like high comedy using the translator app for these emotional heavy situations. Oh my god,
it's hard to watch.
It's like Paul and Carini when they have their scenes, and then Paul just stops the translator app and does like relationship charades the best he can.
When he was asking for the dad's hand in marriage,
and it looked like he was jerking
his finger off. Ringy.
An out symbol. Oh. Yeah. Now talk about a pipe bomb. Y'all, he's the first one to bomb a clinic.
He's the first one.
He's been charged with genocide before.
Yeah, he was charged with genocide in Brazil, committing war crimes.
In reality, he's only burned someone's house down. So.
Yes, exactly. He's just a serial arsonist.
So should we talk about this picnic they go on?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Joey says, what kind of loser is a picnic?
Yeah, when Joey said that, I was like, okay,
I love
fuck
Joey.
During the picnic, Leo even says, the youngest, the most perceptive, says, I feel like you're going to break up. Mm-hmm. I feel like you and Marcel are going to break up. Yep. And then to which she says the most enabling thing possible. Well, you know, you guys are all going to go to college. Or Joey to trade school. Begin a career or something like that. And that means I don't want to be alone. So this is all for me. This is not about you. It's open season on her for me. I'm done with her. I can't stand her.
Yeah.
She has such low self-esteem and it's so sad to watch. It's devastating.
Yeah.
It is.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Once again, the children on 90 Day Fiancé are wise beyond their years. I mean, I feel like it's because they've had to be the parent in the relationship.
Yeah,
because
they're more mature ones.
Because their parents act like children.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally parentified child. And it's this idea, too, of, you know, it's this idea of trying to be your child's best friend instead of trying to be their parent. Because, you know, like if I told my mother or if my dad was getting married or my mom when they got remarried or whatever, and I said, oh, I'm not going to your wedding. My dad would look at me and say, I'm your fucking father. And if you don't go to my goddamn wedding, your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower. And I would go.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And like, that seems like tough love. But at the same time, I knew even as a teenager, my dad was ultimately in charge of things in my life. And that actually gives kids safety. But these kids, they're like wild dogs who have never been on a leash before. And they can't, you know what I mean? Like when a dog just
right,
like walking around pissing on stuff, like Jake when he was a kid, his mother had to put him on a leash.
You know,
I was a leash baby too.
You wait, were? Really?
Yes, I was a leash baby.
What?
I was. Oh my god! I was running around like a crazed, like a dingo. I was insane.
No, I literally, my parents, I had a backpack that had a leash on it, and my parents.
Yeah, me too. God.
Yes, because I was insane. My parents would walk me around on a leash. Like when we were at the mall, I was leashed.
And my mother said, "You should be thanking me. You would have run in the road if I hadn't put you on a leash."
Yes,
sure.
My mother
fair
flipped
enough
the script on me.
Totally. I know, right? But no, it's true. Like these kids need some, they're so afraid to give their kids any kind of monitoring or like, or discipline, but that's what the kids are craving. They don't want a friend. They want a parent. Mm-hmm.
And then when I think it was Joey said in like an interview said, well, you know, I kind of want to see her happy because she's never happy.
Yeah.
And then, at the same breath, she says, we talk about my mother a lot on the show because my mother is a passive aggressive Southern mother. And this is something that my mother would say. Well, maybe I'm not supposed to be happy.
Oh, yeah, the classic.
And the kids are supposed to say, no, Mom, we want you to be happy. I love you.
That's right.
What the little gay one says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The little gayling. God bless him.
I want to hug him. Okay.
But that's her. I can't stand her. It's not going to go well for her.
We're at that point in the show where things stop. Some things get funnier and some things get real. Yes. You know what I mean? Yep. Like in the season, we're at that point, episode 7. That's where that shit goes down. Or 6, whatever we are.
Anyway, that's all we've got about that bitch. So go ahead, sorry.
One thing I will say, though, is that during their joint testimonials, Marcel is like giving a greater effort to speak in English, I noticed. He's not speaking in Turkish. He's like doing the translator app and then saying it in English, which I thought was interesting. Anna's probably pressuring him to try to speak more in English.
Or a producer is off the screen pronouncing it so he can do it.
That's more likely, Allie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always looking on the dark side. So. That's
a better place to look.
Yeah.
Should we go?
Especially with TLC. Yeah.
Yes.
Should we move on to Angela and Michael?
And their new show. Yeah. I was just going to say TLC and their new show coming out like, oh, my feet hurt. Did you see that commercial? Am I the only one who...
No, my awful feet.
My awful feet.
No, my awful stinky feet. My feet are killing me. That's what it's called.
From
my
the people who brought you Dr. Pimple Popper comes my feet are gross.
My feet are killing, or my feet are gross.
Oh, like I would not like that. No.
I don't want to see
no,
it.
No, I don't want to watch that.
No. Okay, anyway. No.
Okay, Angela and Michael.
Angela. Nigeria, baby!
Angela's getting Botox.
She's getting a measles vaccine first. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
MMR. I zoomed in
on paused,
this.
I paused.
It was an MMR vaccine that was given to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone posted it in our Instagram.
Was that a subliminal message?
They have that at the med spa. They have measles vaccines.
You can get those anywhere.
Apparently.
I don't know, but I've done Botox and it is not that painful.
We've all done it. We've all done it.
There's not that much blood.
They jumped on that shit. We've all done it. Yes.
Let's
be honest. Angela, you know Angela's taking Michael's cock up her ass. And that's So Botox is nothing compared
Angela's
to butt
sex. Angela's got a good pain tolerance.
Because she's a, as we like to call, she is a dick.
She's a
pig.
Dick pig.
Yep.
Loves dicks.
She also has a titty tattoo,
yes,
which we got to see today. I mean, she is like a titty tattoo personified.
Yeah, I assume she had like 10 of them already.
She was sweating like a whore in church when she was getting the Botox. So did y'all notice her like her décolletage, her chest?
Yeah, she was not having it.
She was just sweating. I will say, she's got a good doctor because I can't tell a difference. It looks better.
It does look
in her confessional thing. She looks so smooth.
Way better. Way
I mean,
more
it was overdue. I'm yes, very pro injections. If you know, I think should be covered in under Medicare if people want to get them. And I'm glad she finally
I love
did
that.
It.
That's our platform.
Can we talk about her friend Dodie?
I loved Odia. How is she not a real housewife somewhere? I have so many pictures of Dodie on my phone that I took.
I feel like Dodie may have been rented for the day.
I think so too.
I don't think that's Angela's friend.
No. Dodie's a little too put together for Angela.
Yeah. And I liked it when the last thing she said in her little confessional was, I really hate it when women overdo it.
That was so mean on the TLC producers. Oh. And then they stayed on her a second too long.
That's my favorite trick they do.
The editing is fantastic.
Oh, I love the so awkward good. Few seconds after talking. It's so good.
Anyway, bless Dodie. God bless Dodie.
Yeah, I like Dodie. So then we get a recap of their entire fucked up relationship.
Ugh, yes.
And her hair
and
still
her rage issues.
Yeah, and her hair still looks like shit. It's like, how do you watch yourself for 3 seasons of Before the 90 Days or whatever she's been on the other way, all those 90-day shows, and she cannot get a VO5 hot oil treatment
just
on her hair.
Just brush your hair.
She always says, I look good. I look good.
Hell, and God bless her like confidence.
Even that horse shampoo, Mane and Tail, would
yes.
be good for her.
Yes.
Please. I remember down at Connie King in the beauty shop used to use that down where in Elm Grove.
Connie King.
That's yes, Connie King. It was called what was it called? Oh, the Cut Corner.
Shut up.
The Cut Corner. Connie King at the Cut Corner. Yeah, it is.
She even pee my hair.
No, she even worked when she had breast cancer, and then she came back with one tit and still cut hair. She's a survivor. She's like a Reba song. She's so good now.
She's a Reba song.
Even when her daughter went to jail, she cut.
Did not go to Beyonce. You went to Reba.
No, but I'm just saying. Her daughter went to jail, and she paid for it.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. She paid for the bail. She did it.
I like Connie.
Yeah, what a hero.
That being said. That's oh all I God. Can do. Say that being said, we can move on.
And after we get this like relationship recap, then we cut to Angela hosing her grandkids down in the backyard.
Yeah, what?
So the most ghetto slip and slide you've ever seen.
Now, are those kids all from her one daughter, Skylar?
Yes, from
Skyla. Skyla.
Don't make Skyla. It better, honey. It's not
Skyla. Don't make it better. Skyla. Now, where are y'all from originally?
I'm from San Francisco.
I'm from Los Angeles.
And I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh.
So we're going to educate y'all and maybe some of your listeners about that, what we like to call, that's a country slip and slide. So, and sometimes we educate people the difference between country and white trash. Now, I said country. I meant to say, and I can say this because I come from it, and so does Poodle. That's a white trash slip and slide.
Is that now, just like a garbage bag?
Like a country slip and slide would be like you get a regular slip and slide, but then they decide to like amp it up with ramps and put their cow sprinkler that wags its tail to water it. That's country. This is just white trash. And I can't lie and say that I haven't participated in a slip and slide like this in my youth.
I just like it how she was screaming in their face, going, "Yay! Who's got the best meatball?" And like shoots water in one of them's face.
You would totally do that if you had great.
I would do that. I've done that to my nieces and nephews. I have. Not just in daily life. I haven't
in daily
it.
Life.
I really love seeing Angela in her natural habitat.
I'm going to say this. I think she's probably a good grandmother.
I wrote that. I think she's probably is.
And she is providing for her family. Now, she's got terrible rage issues.
Yes.
I don't want to support it. And like, no. I did not want to see them on this season of 90 Day Fiancé. I was tired of seeing her have empty threats and kind of verbally abuse Michael. I was tired of it.
Or other people.
Yeah.
On the cast.
She's very abusive. And yeah. I mean, she's like a car crash. I can't look away
from
her.
Yeah, she's great entertainment, but she's a terrible person.
Yeah, she's not a good person.
What does she do professionally? Does she have a job?
She's a hospice nurse.
I can't fucking believe that.
What?
She prepares people for the great beyond.
Shocking. I actually think probably she's good at that because she's a realist and I think she can deal with things head on. The only problem, because I think her life is, I actually, I have to say, I agree with everything Jake and y'all just said. And I also had like a lot of empathy for her that she's taking care of these grandkids and Skyla. I'm kind of like
her mother, which the
and
less
her mother.
About,
oh
the
my god!
With her appearance, which we
what?
It's cancer.
Her mother has melanoma.
Oh, and, it is okay.
And I feel like for people watching, that is the difference of when you have cancer in this country and you are in poverty versus when you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it was just like it was like, whoa. Shit got real. And I kind of watched this and, you know, I paused my TiVo and I just sat there for 30 seconds and I thought, you know, maybe she kind of deserves an egg.
We all deserve an egg.
We all deserve one egg.
And she's doing a lot of shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's so. I didn't realize that because I saw that her mother and I didn't realize what was going on.
I thought
that's
it was
devastating.
Maybe a mole.
Yeah, and we saw the mom on one of the Before the Night. She was just laying there. She's like, "My mom's died of cancer, and I'm taking care of her." And I will be honest, if I was on the way out, I would want an Angela because you know she's probably the kindest to her hospice patients.
No, I'm 100%. Telling you. She is, and when she shits herself, she won't care. She'll clean it up.
She's fine. She's like, yeah. This is a lot today.
Yep.
Yeah, she'll take care of stuff. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, that's interesting. Kind of makes you see her in a different light a little bit.
I mean, she's still a rageaholic.
She's still a rageaholic.
She still shouldn't treat the people she allegedly loves like shit.
And more than anything, the thing that probably made me the most mad at her, Angela is that fucking bitch who talks on a speakerphone in the goddamn grocery store.
That was crazy.
I hate that.
You do not FaceTime in public.
Like, showing the food. Like, here's a candy bar. What are you doing? Get off of your phone.
Can we talk about this store, this feed store from the 1850s that they went to?
This is a phenomenon in the South. This is a very common phenomenon of stores that just sell types of pepper jellies. And just cheese straws and like popcorn that's homemade. And there's a really like happy clerk sitting there. It's all over the
And there's always a Jesus section in the corner.
Precious moments too.
Yeah, with precious moments.
Mm-hmm. Oh
but
my God.
Nothing upsets Poodle more than someone talking on their speakerphone in a grocery store.
Like a grocery store bothers the fuck out of me.
It's a nightmare. What are you doing?
I would also like to say that it also bothered me that this bitch can FaceTime Michael in Nigeria, but I can't talk to Maddie across town because my phone will drop a call.
That's amazing technology.
I don't know.
That is amazing technology.
I don't know. So that's,
What did y'all think about the store and the conversation with Michael?
As usual, she's belittling Michael.
Yeah, don't
she's telling
fuck
what
up
to
the
do.
Interview.
Yeah. She's infantilizing him as usual. And
she does infantilize him. That's true.
She really she does not have any faith in him as a human being.
No,
whatsoever.
She's really emasculating.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys have any other commentary about the store?
No, I just think it's crazy that she's FaceTiming in public in a jam store. And I never like their dynamic, really. But because I think he's so sweet and like effervescent and charming. Everything he wants. He's
and
put up with
last
so much
to
shit.
Him, the last threat to him is K-1 or K-Dun?
K-1 or K-Dun?
Finally, we get a catchphrase this season.
It's so good.
I love it.
Yeah, we've needed it. We have needed it because these motherfuckers are bland.
Well, no, we did get one. Bees?
What was that?
Bees?
That's true. Bees?
Park?
Yes.
Park?
That's our catchphrase for Marcel.
Park?
Bees is very, bees is
bees?
It. So then we meet Michael's very cute cousins and auntie.
They're adorable.
They were so cute, those little kids.
Adorable.
And then the most exciting part of their storyline was when Michael goes to hang out with the friends that TLC made him.
Oh, the Americans.
This was crazy.
I wrote the same thing, and especially one that I called Bart Simpson. Because of his hair.
Black Bart Simpson.
Oh my god.
This was basically six PAs who had to sit there.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yes.
This is what happened.
And
yeah, absolutely.
And that white woman was a producer.
Oh,
absolutely.
I wrote down her name. Yeah. Lindsay. Y'all,
Lindsay.
Every group's got that bitch.
Okay, can we? Okay, so I'm not the only one who thought she was a bitch.
Oh,
yeah. She's basically telling Michael, like, your life is going to be horrible.
Well, not only that, but the first moment we see her, she's like, I've been to Spain. I've been to Midland. Bitch. She's like the very, your very worldly friend who's a know-it-all.
Yeah. She's know-it-all annoying bitch in every group who has something to say as a pronouncement about any other idea that another person has. Mm-hmm. She's ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not interested in participating or watching white people tell black people what a black experience is going to be like.
Yes!
Yeah, that was crazy. She's like, you know, there's still segregation and blah, blah, blah.
It's never necessary.
And I wanted to say, bitch, he got pulled over by a fucking faced policeman and was almost thrown in jail. Do you think he gives a fuck that someone is going to look at him kind of funny in Georgia?
And that's true. And she's like, there's racism that exists.
Which there's bad racism, obviously, like police brutality and things like that. But nothing, I mean, they're dealing with, I think, a little bit of heavier shit in Nigeria.
Then Michael just kind of lobs a little softball out there and says, actually, she's a little bit older than me. And then she's like, he's 53. And all of a sudden, it just got quiet. And Lindsay's heart burst open and says, that's old. Yeah. You want to have kids? Because you're going to have to, like, you better do something really quickly.
That's expensive.
Yes.
I loved it because it felt like they were watching a reality show as Michael was talking. It felt like a reality show within a reality show.
Then she ended it with a great pronouncement of saying, you know, sometimes love isn't enough.
She really thought she was trying to do something with that. She wanted to be like the soundbite for the episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, I mean, I would bet my homosexuality on this that she is the producer.
Yep. That makes so much fucking sense. We should look into that.
Right. She probably is.
And well, yeah, her.
I also wrote, she's definitely a Lindsay. We all know that Lindsay.
Which, oddly enough, we're friends with the Lindsay, and she is not like that.
She's not that way, but I know so many Lindsays who are just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should put her picture into reverse Google image search and see if a LinkedIn profile pops up and see if she is a producer.
Ooh, Allie.
Sorry, guys.
I like it.
Look at that detective.
Nobody fucked over it. You.
Yeah, I guarantee you, y'all. Allie has Googled all of her exes within an inch of their lives.
100%.
Allie will find you at a strip club, and then when you get home, wonder why your pillow smells, and it's because she came in the middle of the night, squatted on it, and pissed on it.
Who told you my signature move?
Yeah.
One of my fake acrylics just popped off. One of my CVS acrylics I put on. Okay,
anyways, should we move on to Tanya and Sinjin?
Oh. Yes.
Finally, Tanya, the villain of the season.
Wearing another derivation of a pink shirt.
This fucking pink shirt. If I have to see this fucking shirt one more time. Tanya's mom says to Sinjin, so how do you like the shed?
How do you think?
No one likes it. It's horrible. It's a shed.
No one. She's like, yeah, I had to move out my tanning bed. It really bothered me.
I needed her to elaborate on that. I mean, first of all, now that I think about it, it is very on brand for Tanya's mom to have a tanning bed.
That's so
like
nice.
A personal
hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just jacuzzing at 7 a.m., drinking, going into the tanning bed.
That's all she does. She jacuzzis and tans.
Y'all, it tells you everything that Missy asked when she comes in for lunch. What is it, breakfast or lunch? I don't know. How long did I sleep?
Yeah.
It is incredible.
I will say that, like, I'm just going to say it. Sinjin makes my man pussy wet.
Yes.
He looks so hot this episode. I mean, man,
his hair looks
and I
really
am
good.
Not into white guys like that, but damn.
He's really hot. And also, I feel like he's so into her and he's this someone from our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, said he's a real gift to her. Like,
yep, he is.
He really is a gift to her. And I'm not going to say she doesn't deserve it. She doesn't. But I feel like she's the type of person that as good she I'm trying to be easy how I say this. I feel like she has to be in a relationship where someone is always fighting with her. Otherwise, she doesn't know how to proceed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, she's just going to walk all over them, and she needs someone to butt back with her. So I guarantee you all of her relationships up to now were just constant drama, fighting in every little thing.
Yep.
And, yeah, and this is probably the first one that hasn't, because he, for some reason, really loves her. Maybe there's a side of her that we don't see.
That's what I want to know. Is there something broken in Sinjin that he's just taking all of this? Or, I mean, she must have shown a real different side when she first lived in South Africa for those 2 months.
Well, yeah, she had to trap him.
She was on her best behavior. She must have been.
I don't even know if she was on her best behavior. I think she was fun Bobby.
She was fun girl. Yeah.
I mean, not to.
Yeah. Oh, right.
She was just on vacation. Right. She was drinking. They met in a bar. I mean, we're all in that space when we're on. You're not thinking about life. I know that, you know, Jake and I, we went to college together, but Jake and I really became friends when we both were counselors at summer camp. And I remember many of boys, especially for someone sitting next to me, that it would have summer romances at summer camp. But then real life hit in and you're like, fuck this shit.
Real life hit in, like, I have to call you every day.
Ugh. Yeah, it's
like,
not as
it's
fun.
Like the guy I fucked at my rehab. We tried to...
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
We tried to fuck after rehab, and it was not hot at all.
Exactly.
The romance.
That is so comparable.
No, rehab and summer camp are very comparable.
It's totally comparable.
Yep. Yep.
Because rehab is like the vacation, except for your detoxing.
Exactly. So, Tanya's mom asked about the shed. Sinjin utters a very sad line about how he doesn't like living in a shed.
He's so defeated. I feel so bad.
He is defeated.
You can just see his spirit just like just wafting off of him.
Oh, it's so devastating.
It's really devastating. And then Tanya gives the most bullshit, I feel bad. I do feel a little good. Fuck you.
She loves it.
You do not feel bad about this at all.
She grows stronger through his pain.
She does. Yes. She's an emotional vampire.
Yes.
Sucking the life out of him.
Yes. Oh, my God. And Sinjin is like, what the fuck am I going to do here? And they really are out in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut.
There's no neighbors.
Yeah, it's very wooded. Yeah. He doesn't have a car. He wants to borrow Missy's car. She's like, well, that's going to have consequences. You're going to have to do some weed whacking, some hose down power washing. The power washing.
This sent a chill down my spine because this felt like the beginning, that moment in like the second act is about to begin in a horror movie where you realize what this guy's gotten himself into.
Yes.
But it's like Get Out.
It is like Get Out.
It's like a reverse Get Out.
I mean, Tania must have a magic pussy.
That's all I'm saying.
I think also, though,
I really believe it's that she was so much fun. She was a woohoo girl.
I think that's what it was.
And he felt it. Sinjin's someone who probably gives his heart completely.
Sinjin is a giver and she's a taker. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's the dynamics that they're both playing out. And so until that, it really is for Sinjin, he's just going to have to break that cycle in his life. Because I guarantee you, he's been in relationships over and over where he's been mistreated, walked on, probably feels exhausted at the end of a relationship because he's given too much.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that.
He has Pisces energy.
Yeah,
you know,
does.
Actually,
Sinjin has Pisces
energy.
I am
a Pisces and I am a giver. And he reminds me very much of how I used to be and what will, if I don't, like, have an awareness the way I will be in relationships.
Me too. I'm a Pisces too. When's your birthday?
March 12th.
Oh, I'm March 9th.
Oh, look at us.
And Tania has Libra energy, which is my energy. So actually, she's more of Leo. She's a Leo.
She's all Leo.
She is very Leo. Yeah.
I've dated like two Leos back to back, and I should have screamed and ran. Anyway.
Yeah, it's bad.
And then, so Sinjin's like, what am I going to do here? And the mom admits, she's like, yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh,
cool.
Oh my God. We think that St. John should fuck the mom while she's in Costa Rica.
We have said the same.
You did?
Yeah, 100%.
That would be Missy so could show awesome. You some shit in bed. No.
Missy's probably way better. She's probably way better at fucking than Tanya. And Tanya tries way too hard to come off like she's good at
sexy,
fucking.
Yeah.
Like the sex corners that she would have.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she's like, I have lube here. It's like, cool. That's not interesting.
Lube, only natural. Yeah. Lube.
I think St. John should fuck one of
the friend.
Tanya's friend that sat on the bed after they had sex. Because you know, that bitch is
she
freaky.
She sat in the wet spot.
And she's a ride or die friend.
She sat on that bed after they had fucked for hours.
And you know why?
You know that
because she
stank.
Was tired. She was tired.
Oh, so gross.
So then they're driving to the airport, and it's really, I mean, the look on St. John's face, it is just washing all over him at this point.
It's so sad. And then Tania's like, I don't know if we're going to be able to talk that much because I'm going to be at school 6 days, 5 or 6 days a week. And then on the weekends, I'm going to want to explore.
I gotta be exploring. And
yeah, that's so, who doesn't, she's just going to not talk to him for a month? And St. John's like, at least check in every day. And Tanya's like, oh, well, he's so clingy.
Is she?
That's not clingy.
No. Is she part of an experiment, like a sociological experiment to like make us hate someone more? Because every time she opens her mouth, I'm just like, God, I hate you more than when you just said something.
She really is that awful. Yeah. It's like you're right. Mm-hmm. Everything she says makes me hate her more.
I think she's trying to sound so cool and so independent, and she just doesn't understand how dislikable she's coming off. Unlikable, whatever.
She's going to finish this season. She's going to get the tell-all of this season. Every single cast member is going to go off on her. Angela may fucking clothesline her.
Yes, oh, Angela's gonna beat her up. She's gonna murder her. Love to see that. Oh, and then Tanya's mom's gonna come.
Oh,
I would love to see Tanya's mom and Angela fight.
And Missy and
get out.
Ooh, and then Terry can come in and just pop him.
Yes, I want Terry to pop out too.
I think the line for me that really just kind of summed it up is when Tania said, in kind of an exclamatory way, she said, "I just want to be free," and I thought, that is such. I wanted to, like, if I had St. John, I would, like, if I was friends with St. John, first of all, I'd say, take off your clothes and let me hold your hand. And then, but then I would say, listen to her, because she is telling you literally how she is going to be for the rest of this relationship. She wants to be free. And I guarantee you, I would not be shocked at all if we found out that Tania cheated on St. John while she was away.
I totally wrote that down too.
Yeah.
I have a feeling because she's self-sabotager. So anything that's good, she's going to try to destroy it.
Yep. You're so right.
Because is it the rumor?
Ooh, I hate her.
Isn't there, rumors that she's pregnant?
Yes.
I know.
I wonder when
there
she got
are a
pregnant
lot of
and
rumors.
Was Sweet's baby, you know?
Also, she said she's pregnant and dumped.
Those
are the rumors.
I don't follow her on social media because I need my sanity.
She has the least amount of followers, social media followers.
Good, I'm glad.
For all the other cast members.
They say she's exactly like she is on the show, but worse on social media.
She is bad. She's bad.
She is. We've looked at her stories, and she's like trying to defend herself a few episodes ago about why she was going to Costa Rica, and she's talking about how busy and crazy her life is, and it was like, I had to take an eyebrow threading class. That was one of her excuses, and I had to visit my sister's baby. Like, bitch, your sister hates you, first of all.
Oh, you mean Tiana?
Tiana and Tanya.
So,
yeah.
I feel like Missy just had 5 Scrabble tiles when she was naming her children and just moved them around. Ugh. Anyway, that's all we kind of had about her.
Yeah, the only other thing is that she has really ugly luggage.
I wrote that too. The ugliest color red is possible.
Oh, it was like salmon colored or something. It was disgusting. That's the thing about Tanya. I look at every single thing about her. I fucking hate.
Yeah, she's bad news.
She makes me so angry, and I know I'm not the only one, clearly.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Okay, should we move on to Emily and Sasha?
God bless. God bless.
Oh. They're packing for America. Sasha immediately fat shames Emily.
Yes. Oh my God.
So obviously,
oh
too.
My God.
And you know, you can see Emily before having the baby was like a sunny side up person. That postpartum is fucking her brains out right now.
She's not doing well.
And Sasha is not helping.
No.
They have to leave in 24 hours and they haven't started packing and Sasha's not helping at all.
He couldn't look more bored.
Yeah. Well, I think that, and I know it's a bit, and I don't mean it's in defense of him, but I think he's got a lot of issues and
I would beg for that Russian dick.
I bet you he's horrible in bed. In fact, I guarantee you
I don't care. He doesn't have to do anything.
But I know it's probably a Russian thing, but I think we'll get to this more when we see. Clearly, if he's learned anything from his mother, it's not to deal with emotions.
Sasha,
why are you crying? Do not cry.
So, exactly. I mean, parents are... So, I thought that was very telling in the way that he just was not really having any of it. He was like, it's summer. I don't need clothes. I'll just be shirtless all the time with my dick out, which is fine with me. But still, I think that... Whereas, it's just that... Sasha's going to think of everything intellectually or try to. And Emily, bless her heart, I don't think her brain even works.
Well,
so
no,
I think
I
it's
don't
just
either.
All emotion
no.
for her.
Here's the thing. I've said there were two dumb people in this season, Emily and Robert. And we did not have
Which,
to
thank
see
God
Robert
we didn't have to
this
see
episode.
Them.
Well,
no, they weren't
God.
Even in it.
Oh boy, there's a brain trust right there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I really do feel, and you can see, you can just see all emotion for Emily. It's all postpartum. It's all her insecurities about him leaving her. It's just all manifesting, and it's hard to watch.
It is. Yeah. It's a little depressing. I mean, I feel like she's kind of maybe kind of waking up a little bit, but not in like she's shutting it out still. She's not accepting that, like, she's still in denial about this is who this guy is. He's going to have the overlap girlfriend again where he's going to get in a relationship with someone else while he's still in a relationship with you. And then he's going to repeat the cycle again.
Yeah.
I think she has like an awareness, but also she accepts it. She's like, okay, he's not going to take care of the baby. Oh, well.
She's too tired at this point.
Yeah, she's beat.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything really else to say about them, honestly, except that they had a tearful goodbye at the airport.
They do have to sit in the room for a while because it's Russian tradition.
Oh, yeah.
That Russian tradition.
Yeah. Make the spirits not pissed at them. And Emily was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're like late for the airport. They have to sit on a fucking bed for a
few
minutes.
I've never heard of that before.
No.
Yeah, I'm. We're both Russian, aren't we?
We're Russian Jews.
We're Russian
me and
Jews.
Allie.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
You need to ask your grandparents and see.
And I don't know who's more paranoid than a Russian Jew. So if you don't know. If you don't have never heard of it, then I don't know if it's real. Yeah.
I have never, ever heard of that.
Yeah, we're going to have to start
Oh,
sitting.
My God. Sasha's dad was wearing a shirt that said fart ninjas.
Oh, oh yes. It's all I could look at in that scene where it's like silent but deadly fart ninja.
Yes.
You know, every camera person said, should we tell him? Maybe not the best thing to wear. No, we're not gonna tell her because people are gonna love this shit.
At this tearful fucking goodbye at the airport.
And then Sasha kind of loses it and starts crying. His mom is like, stop your crying.
Yeah.
I was like really shocked to see Sasha so emotional.
I don't think he wants to go to America.
I think he really does. I just think it hit him. For the first, I don't think Sasha is a very nuanced person. And Sasha, for a while, it was all American. Then he realized at the airport, in that moment, that it's going to be a while before he sees his mom again and mom and dad. And he's a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, that was the moment for that one. Anyway, that's all I kind of had for them.
Me too. Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about Blake and Jasmine now?
Oh. Sure. Let's do it.
It's like each couple gets worse.
It's really true. It's more and more boring.
It's so depressing.
There's Blake and the fembot.
And
the
I am in love with Blake. Please don't talk to me. I am eating.
Now that's someone who's had a little too many injections.
True. And like she's young.
I know.
Yeah, she's like 23 or something.
It's Kim Kardashian syndrome.
It is.
I basically have one word for this segment, and it's called Curleen. Don't fuck with Curleen because you are never gonna win with a black mother-in-law, bitch. You ain't gonna win. When she said, I don't really care if his parents like me, I am just marrying Blake. And I was like, oh, bitch,
she's in for it.
Yeah, that is not how it works.
Now, she says, Jasmine's a little shy. And Jasmine.
That hug.
Oh my god! Did she even touch her?
I was startled. I have never seen a hug like that in my life.
That was the weirdest hug.
I do not believe. I'm going to have to dispute something that was said on 90 Day Cray Cray, and I love them, but they said that one of their listeners said this isn't their opinion. Someone told them that Finnish people are really cold, and that's like part of why what's her name, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Jasmine is so cold. I don't believe that.
It's because you have to plug her in at night.
She loses a charge really quickly. She's a whole nother level of cold. This is like a Jasmine-specific problem.
This
is not a Finnish thing. She is like, she's a robot. So Jasmine says the apartment looks smaller than on FaceTime.
I noted that as well. In her very, very subtle way.
As Jake and I said, hashtag not Southern.
Oh, your place is so cute.
Yeah. This is so charming how you can reach everything
easily. You would say it's cozy. It's cozy.
Oh my God. The look on her face of disappointment when they walk into Blake's boy room and it's all gray and there's like nothing on the walls.
She's like, they'll redecorate.
Yeah. And then David comes in, the stepdad.
Who's on break, mind you, so we're on a time limit.
Oh, yeah,
he's on his lunch.
You know why, y'all?
He's on his work break.
A manager at Best Buy only gets 1 hour.
And TLC couldn't have booked him for the day.
He had to get back to work.
You know what? David doesn't fuck around.
No.
He said, this is the time we're going to do it. I have 1 hour. You guys fucking figure it out. And he has had it with Blake's shit.
He's had it.
There is some backstory that I hope you find out.
There is.
Because
it was
you,
his stepdad.
Blake, you know that your parents are fucking religious. You knew that how they felt about this. And he is acting all innocent.
Well, the situation's weird, but it's like his parents' apartment, but they're buying a house.
But they don't know
they're buying
what
a house
it's going to be.
Yeah, what?
I didn't get that either. But yeah. I'm just talking about them not wanting him and Jasmine to live together under the same roof.
I didn't realize that they said Jasmine could live there.
Yeah, so Jasmine can stay.
I thought they meant both of them couldn't
live
there.
Here's the thing. Here's what I really believe, and this is why I call bullshit on this whole strategy. This is some kind of production strategy. Number one, I'll make my case this way as someone who thought I might go to law school. My parents would love that. So here's the thing. Exhibit A, Blake could still stay there and sleep on the couch. That would not be a problem. Oh. Exhibit B, she's got a sister fucking minutes away.
I wrote that down too.
Right.
I thought literally she could stay with her sister.
Who was her sister living with?
And even more than that, Exhibit C, like, you really think you're going to live in Curlene's house with fucking? When you're fucking your girlfriend?
No.
But to my response at that, that possibly this isn't manufactured, Exhibit D, or a rebuttal to that would
my
be...
My favorite, Exhibit D.
true. Curlene wants to fucking get to know this daughter-in-law and figure out what's going on. Because don't come in my house, bitch. Don't come in my house.
All I know is Jasmine is in for a world of hurt.
I've really been really bored by this storyline. However, if we get more of a Curlene and Jasmine dynamic, I am here for
amazing.
This.
I would love for them to be eating dinner and Jasmine say, can we not talk during dinner?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And in a second, Curlene's hand will come in contact with Jasmine's face.
Exactly.
I would love that.
That's the new family Chantel. I would love that new show. Holy
I'm
shit.
I'm so into that.
That's all I had about those two.
That's
They're
all
boring.
I have. Yeah. They're boring as shit.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, Michael and Juliana.
Oh, Lord.
Michael and his fucking Porsche. How many cars does he have? We don't know how many cars he has. I don't know. 10?
No, do you think he owns or leases?
Oh, leases.
Probably leases.
Oh, for sure. It's all about appearance for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I still feel we're going to find out that he's not actually as rich as we think.
I think he probably does have money, but for him, especially living in Greenwich, it's much more about saying he has money. And
it's about status.
Yeah.
He's so about status, and he's so like that nouveau riche style where he's like everything has to be flashy. That fucking Hummer limo, I will never get over that.
That was so bad.
Oh my God, it's like prom 2003.
You know,
it was so embarrassing.
That would make sense to me if like Michael got a Hummer limo for Angela because it's probably hard for her to get down to a car. It's easier to step up. My Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla are the same way. They hate getting down into a car because they're niece. But I feel like
Peggy and Aunt Darla, everybody.
Darla Jean and Peggy Jean. And my dad too, Chelsea Ray. He hates getting down to a God damn, I gotta get down. Okay. So I'm just saying, but Michael and Juliana.
Corner.
She crawls into a hole to go to bed at night in Brazil. So she can get into a car fine.
I want to talk about that we meet these kind of wedding coordinators.
Oh,
Daniela
my God. The
and Dan are, well, have seen some shit.
They are the shadiest bitches.
They're taking it for a ride.
I
oh my
love
God.
Them.
Someone
I want a reality
them a
show
TLC
of them.
Show now.
I want a show of these bitches ragging on people's planning the wedding and then fucking talking mad shit about
it. Yeah, they're like, there's a lot of the second wedding.
Yeah, there's
a
lot of age gaps here. I really believe that Dan probably wasn't prepared to be on camera. It was just going to be Danielle because she's kind of put together and Dan's sitting there with some shorts and like a boating boating shirt.
Dan was hungover when they
showed
this.
Yeah,
he does. But
anyway.
You know, second weddings are huge. Again, my father's second wife, she bought her wedding dress at a store called Second Wedding, and it was kind of a cream color. Oh.
Shut the front door. Are you serious?
Well, yeah, it just made it weird for her to wear white since she had been cheating on my with my dad for 10 years.
Anyway, y'all, there's a lot more to talk about from that. You can find that on every episode of our podcast, him talking about his cheating father.
You can go to secondwedding.net to get your dress. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love secondwedding.net.
That's incredible.
But
so, yeah.
The coordinators are taking him for a ride, definitely.
And then we get a reveal that Juliana has been married before.
I was shocked. My mouth dropped.
My jaw dropped.
Yeah, mine did too.
I could not believe
it. This poor woman.
I feel like that secretly bummed Michael out a little bit because he feels like, oh, I'm not taking this woman's marriage virginity card. Like, I'm not her first husband.
I mean, she was on a yacht in Croatia.
She does play the innocent card very well.
Yes.
I felt so bad for her. She was in this, like, arranged marriage.
I did, too. Like, was mean to her.
And this is something, I really like her. Like, I like Juliana.
I do, too.
I did not. I love Juliana, and I fucking love Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah
rules.
Sarah's
amazing.
She is my favorite. Sarah and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah is the face of giving no fucks.
Yes.
But I do like Juliana a lot. And I will say, I don't know if it's necessarily calculated. However, I think Juliana is smarter than we're giving her credit for. And I think point made, because when they started talking about prenups and that bitch suddenly said, I'm confused. We need to talk about this
she
later.
Knew exactly
I don't understand.
What they meant.
Probably in the bedroom when I'm naked riding your dick.
Yeah, she forgot how to speak English.
Yeah, suddenly. Yep. And I saw that and I thought, respect, you're smarter than we thought. I mean, because the only thing I don't love with Juliana and Michael, and maybe it's just true, and so I don't really want to see it. I just feel like we're getting so much of this white savior narrative with him, and I'm just like,
he is so creepy.
Yeah, and I don't love that, but then maybe that's the way it really is, but it's just gross thinking that, you know, it's sad that so many people live like that.
Well, it's like he gets a boner for her, but he also gets a boner about the idea of plucking her out of Brazil and saving her.
Out of
her.
Poverty. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he like loves how poor she used to be.
Yeah. He loves it.
You know what?
That's so weird.
That's what it is. There's a difference of wanting to take care of someone, but there is that idea of almost that he relishes, and that's not even the right word, but that he does
get
something that she was so poor.
In bed, he probably needed to smudge her face with dirt.
Oh my God, you're right.
No, he said that weird thing when she had lost all that weight.
I'm sorry.
No, you know what? Don't be sorry because we're all filthy.
He has to smudge her face and then say, oh, and then like they use like malaria drugs as like,
oh my God.
As like,
yeah.
to get high.
I think they do poverty play.
Yeah,
that's like a fetish that they're into.
Yes! Oh, God. Y'all are my people.
Eponine from Les Mis.
She goes, Daddy with musical theater. She's singing On My Own.
I'm so glad you piggybacked off that. I was like, no one's going to get my Eponine thing.
Bitch, please. You're talking to someone who knows.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So they also say that they're going to do the wedding at the house.
Yeah.
And that it's going to be somehow for 40. It's a 40-person wedding that's going to be at the house. And the wedding planners say it's going to cost $100,000.
They are taking them for a ride.
A venue is the most expensive part of the wedding.
Yeah, you were married.
Yes, and it was very expensive.
You are
and
married.
The venue was the most expensive part. So there's, if you're doing a wedding at your house, there's no fucking way it's $100,000
for only 40 people.
Yeah, and they said
money?
$15,000 for catering. That's $375 each.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what are these people eating. Is it actual gold leaf and the dessert?
And then the fact that, like, Juliana can't invite any of her family because they're all going to fucking stay there and live.
They're all going to, like, steal from her or something. It was really
she
bad.
She can only invite three friends.
Oh, so horrible.
And not her family because they're going to be, like, jealous of her and expect her to send money back. That's so sad.
Yeah.
And then they
They can't find anyone to officiate.
Sarah's gonna do it.
Oh my God. And then Juliana's like, I don't want her in the pictures. And I burst out laughing, thinking about
the pictures.
Sarah's face, just the ex-wife's face.
No, no
in the
way.
Pictures, smiling. Marrying them. Yes, smiling.
The best part is when the camera, as soon as Sarah said that, the camera zoomed in on Juliana's face. Yeah. And she was like, how do I not... Did I just hear what I think? Did this bitch just say she was going to marry me?
I fucking love Sarah.
I think
that's the coolest move of all time.
Which she, you know, she's spoiler alert, she ended up marrying them.
She did.
I know.
I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Wait, Sarah does end up marrying them?
Yeah, she does.
Sorry, spoiler alert, but she does end up marrying them.
Oh, that's okay.
Into it. Oh my God, good for her.
Yeah, because they're married.
I knew they.
Sarah ended up getting
the ultimate power play, y'all.
And Sarah ended up marrying a guy with big dick face.
Yeah,
BDF. I mean,
yeah.
BDF.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I have a question about this that maybe you guys know the answer to. So is Sarah's new husband a juggalo?
What?
Oh, like the clown posse?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe?
I saw a video. Okay. Because I saw a video of him dressed up as a clown and I didn't know what it was. And I'm like, been trying to look into it and I can't figure out if he's like, maybe he was just doing a song as a clown or something.
I think he was doing a music video as a clown.
Interesting.
But he definitely great plot when he was a juggalo.
Yeah. But he definitely does have big dick face.
Yes, BDF.
Yeah. He does.
The husband. And I'm happy for her. He seems like he has money too.
Good for her. She needs
She owns her own construction company.
Yeah, people were coming after her on the first episode when she was wearing like hiking boots and work boots on the first episode.
And she was like, bitch, I just came from work.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, and Sarah's hot, too.
I think she is, too.
Yeah, I love Sarah.
So, I don't know what everyone's talking about. Sarah's the most likable person besides Max and Cece.
They're the best things to watch.
Which, have y'all realized that Max and Cece are the name of the characters from The Nanny?
Maxwell and Cece.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It could not be any better. I'm so glad y'all didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
I am not okay.
Wow! No fucking way.
Our Facebook group brought that up, and I literally had to pick my jaw off the floor.
Whose idea was that? That was obviously Sarah's.
Maybe they're big Fran Drescher fans.
I feel like I'm gonna pass out. That's so good.
I know. I'm lightheaded.
Oh my God!
That's great.
Holy shit!
I love that.
Pretty good.
Oh my God.
That's the best reveal of all time. Oh my God, my life has changed forever.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your service.
I think we got to end on that.
Yeah, no, we have to do the straight people be crazy.
Oh yeah, straight people be crazy. Yes.
Ooh. I haven't forgotten.
What is your straight
people? Straight people be crazy. Gay people would not have a fucking tanning bed. We would know to go get a spray tan.
That is
just cancer waiting to happen. That's some crazy shit in this day and age.
That is a good point.
My straight people be crazy has to be Sasha's father with the fart ninja shirt.
Gay people would never wear that.
No, and if he did wear a novelty tee, it'd be something like tight end. That's what I would have on.
Yeah. Right.
I would have one. Or catcher.
Or like, we're just brothers, but it's a cartoon picture of like a roided up Bert and Ernie butt fucking each other.
Yeah. That's what a novelty tee that I would wear on television.
It's true.
Yeah. I really want a come and go shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Pump and dump.
From those. The fart ninjas is
what are your straight people be crazies?
Okay, what's yours, Allie?
I was gonna say, well, mine's not good. I was just gonna say Angela FaceTiming in public.
No,
she should know better.
Although
that's just not
fucking West Hollywood queens would do that, but we hate them. So
yeah. Yep.
Okay, fair.
My straight people be crazy is Those fucking tuxedos.
Ooh,
yeah, they were
that's
bad.
A good one.
That's a good one. They were bad. That's bad choices.
Mm-hmm. Only in the Western gay wedding would happen.
When little Leo grows up and he works as like a designer for Banana Republic, he's going to be upset about that.
Or when he's he's dancing on a box at Mickey's.
Yeah, because I bet he'll. Yep. I bet those kids are going to be cute.
They are going to be. He's they definitely going to be a Mickey's gay.
Yeah, he's going to be dancing sure. in a box, getting like tens or twenties in his G-string.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just crying himself to sleep every night. Anyway, sorry.
I'd say my straight people be crazy is paying $15,000 for 40 people to eat. Anyway.
That is. Gay people know to have a destination wedding and get married somewhere, and then have a reception. Which is just a big circuit party at the end.
Now $15,000.
Right.
Exactly. Now $15,000 for 40 people to drink. That sounds logical.
That's normal for a gay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's amazing. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it so much. We're such big fans of yours.
This was so great, you guys. I feel like we just made 3 new friends.
We did.
Best friends.
We did make 3 new friends. And we should, and also too, I love that I didn't know this till after, but also until like looking at your stuff. I love that we both, that we should let people know that we're all Acast people. We love Acast.
Yes, we're on Acast.
Yeah. We are.
We love Acast. And where can people find your podcast?
You can find us on.
You can't remember because you're drinking. God damn it. God damn it. You know, you have one job.
We are on 90 Days Gays, wherever you find your podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Richer, motherfucker.
Whatever. And that's the same for social media. It's just 90 Day Gays. And people can find the rest of our podcasts, like River Mails. We do, but we also do Sabrina's coming back in January. We do Bitchcraft. And we do a.
Oh, I love Sabrina.
It's coming back in January. And then we do a podcast called Sweet Tea, which is about Southern Charm on Bravo. And they can find all of that at sissythattalk.com.
Amazing. Thank you guys
Thank
so
you
much.
Thanks for having us.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
So that's it, y'all. That's the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. You can find all of their information of how to follow them, Slumber Day, all their social media, all that good stuff is in the show notes. So be sure to just swipe up or however you get your show notes, take a look at that and follow them and listen to the show. Let us know what you think. And also for Poodle and I, y'all know the deal. You can leave reviews, all that kind of stuff, Apple Podcasts. And coming up on tomorrow, Thursday, we will have our Patreon episode drop of Before the 90 Days. So you can find that information all about our Patreon below. Y'all, it's December. It's happening. Whether you're with your family of love, your family of crazy, we are in it. We are in the middle of it, and we are heading towards those holiday cray-crays. So just be kind to one another. Laugh at yourself. And unless you're trying to be sober, maybe just take a little more just a sip of something. All right. We love y'all, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.